real spiritual practitioners of any religion, like Mother Teresa, the more suffering she saw, I read her book and I saw her movie in America, the more she saw suffering, the more she was enthusiastic. In the end, she admitted, it was in Time magazine, I didn't feel God, I didn't see God, I didn't hear God, I don't even know if God exists, I have a lot of doubts about God. She admitted, did anybody see that in Time magazine? But I didn't lose faith in mankind, she said. I didn't lose faith in suffering. And that's what kept me going all these years. Mother Teresa said that. How honest and how pure. What a bodhisattva. So when Mother Teresa saw the sufferings in Calcutta, it pushed her to do more. She didn't sit back and go, oh my God, how do I do this? And she was just a small, teeny little nun who had the energy of 1,000 super Buddhas. So therefore, never complain that you go to a Dharma center, you don't like this person, they treated you this way, they were rude, they talked to you like that, they didn't show you respect. Oh, they didn't do the accounts correct, they didn't do this correct, they didn't do that correct. Stop running around after refuge looking for faults. How can I help? How can I make it better? And be enthusiastic to find a method to reach others. Because if you don't, they may not have any other hope. Do you have some kind of strange savior complex? No. But you're a good human being. If you see a dog starving on the street, how can you drive by without giving him some food? How could you? How could you? So therefore, when you see that people work so hard, oh, so hard, I cannot take it, I got to go to bed by 9:30 because I'm a princess. Push yourself to go to bed at 9:45 for the 1 month, and then 10 o'clock, then 11 o'clock. Help. So when you see something wrong in a center, when you see something wrong at home, when you see something wrong at school, when you see something wrong in office, let that, as a true blue Buddhist, motivate you to do more, to find a method, to find a way. Never be disheartened by suffering. Never be disappointed by other people's wrong actions. Never, ever let one person go. It's possible. Because that's how we become a Buddha. That's how we become an enlightened being. You don't start acting like an enlightened being when you're enlightened. You act like an enlightened being before you become enlightened, to become an enlightened being. Never, ever let your disappointment rule your life. Because if you let it, then you've destroyed your precious human life. Let all the suffering, the pain, the lies, the intrigues, and all the politics around you fuel you to find new ways to benefit others. And then you would have lived your life beautifully. And then you would die beautifully. And then you will be respected because you deserve it. And then you would have influenced others. And then you would have used your life for something with a higher purpose than just eating, sleeping, procreating, and that's it. Never lose your passion to bring benefit to others and find hundreds of ways, hundreds of ideas, hundreds of methods, hundreds. No matter what you have to do, you will have a determination. As long as sentient beings suffer, may I remain. Don't pray to go to a pure land. Don't pray to go to Vajikini's paradise. Don't pray to escape suffering. Don't pray to leave everybody behind and you go to the pearly gates and you go to someplace beautiful and everybody suffers and that's Dharma. Amitabha, can I go to the Western paradise alone? Never mind them. Pray to stay in samsara. Pray to remain with people. Pray to absorb people's sufferings. Pray and wish and make an aspiration to absorb people's sufferings, absorb their ignorance, absorb their wrong thinking, and you may pass over your merits and wisdom to them. Pray to remain in suffering for them. And then your prayers will be real. People will pray for luck, for fortune, long life, happiness, health, nice girlfriend, nice boyfriend, a trip to the Bahamas, win the 4D, get a bigger car. That's not prayer. That's just aspirations of a selfish person. Prayer is when you go deep inside of you and reach something that nothing else has reached, the real you, kindness, kindness and compassion. That's what refuge is about. I repeat, and then we're going to do refuge, and then we're done. I repeat to all of you with much respect, never let suffering bring you down. Never let your own mistakes bring you down. Never let your own laziness and your selfishness say, well, that's the way I am. No. Because if you don't like the way you are now, why would you like yourself 10 years later if you continue this method? Never be satisfied with suffering. Do something. So when the next person who's rude to you in the center, instead of walking out going, you go, thank you. Even if you don't mean it yet. Because that's what spiritual practice is all about. Don't be turned off by suffering. Don't pray to escape. Don't pray to leave samsara. Pray to become fully enlightened and remain. Don't pray for your selfish escapes. Whether there's a heaven or not, let's not talk about it right now, but there's an existence right now, and that's developing the strong mind. So, for refuge, you should think that your lama has taken on the form of Lama Tsongkhapa. Whether your Lama is Lama Tsongkhapa or not, doesn't matter. Think that Lama Tsongkhapa's blessings coming through your Lama. Think that your Guru, your Lama, your preceptor, your pastor, I'm your pastor right now, is Lama Tsongkhapa. White in color with a tinge of red representing great compassion combined with great bliss. In the Dharma Chakra wheel. Teaching the Dharma, transmitting Dharma. Because when we pray to Lama Tsongkhapa, take refuge in Lama Tsongkhapa, the first benefit is the Dharma will be understood better, because his main function is to give us wisdom. Wisdom. Visualize from this hand here a lotus opening, and there's a sword on top, representing the sword of penetrative insight. It's not a real sword. You know, we're not some communists here. And then on this side is a lotus. That Lama Tsongkhapa is in long life form. He's like that. So that one, the hand, just think like that. He's moving. Anybody see it move? That's because it didn't move. Some people are like, if it moves, it's automated. Really, some guys, some people are like, I'm not disappointed. And then he's sitting in a lotus posture, which represents he became a Buddha not by sitting around eating potato chips, doing nothing and protesting how difficult Dharma is. He practiced his whole life and became a Buddha. He wears a yellow pendant hat representing all learning to be learned in samsara he has mastered. There is no more learning. He has reached the highest point, full enlightenment. He's wearing the robes of a monk, representing to us we should hold our refuge vows very well. Think that Lama Tsongkhapa is sitting in the middle of Ganden Monastery, surrounded by thousands of monks. And you're facing Lama Tsongkhapa. On your left side, is your beautiful mother, whether she is alive or passed away, it doesn't matter. On your left side is your beautiful mother. On your right side is your beautiful father, whether he was beautiful or not, doesn't matter. He could have been a drunk, a poker player, you know, and jumped off the hill in Genting, it doesn't matter. He gave you life. You owe him something. So your beautiful father on your right, your beautiful mother on your left. And behind you are the friends and relatives and people who like you, who support you, who think you're good, who tell you you look good, although you don't. They're behind you. And then in front of you are all the people you hate, that get on your nerves, that told you you look old, that told you you're fat. Oh God, I got so many of them. You should see my visualization in front. It's packed. It's bigger than this room. I put all the people who told me I was fat in front. It doesn't bother me. See? Now, all the people that disturb you, why? Because they're the ones that need more wisdom. They're the ones that need more love and special attention. They're the ones that need help. So give them the help. Then, surrounding you is all the animals in the world, all the spirits and all the hungry ghosts and all the hell beings and the god realms. They're all in the form of humans looking at Lama Tsongkhapa, taking refuge. And when you take refuge, they take refuge with you. And then when you take refuge, you repeat the words, after me. I know some of you want to show off your knowledge. Namo Guru Bhe, Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha, Namo Guru Bhe, Namo Buddha. After your Lama. Some people like that, you know, I know a mantra. Namo Guru Bhe, Namo Buddhaya, Namo. After the Lama, don't be a big show off. I'm the Lama, I'm the star here. And I know some of you are thinking, what's that big talk about humility for the last 3 hours? I am humble, it's just that you have to recognize I'm a star. You don't get to see the star every day. It's so lucky you can be in the same room with me, breathing the same air. See, I just want to make sure you guys are awake. Now, what a very pretty door girl, huh? She's very sweet. She opens the door for everybody. Back in. Now, it's okay, relax, la. Not you, her. That one's like Mia. Ego. Okay, now, that's the visualization. And the refuge is this. I accept the Buddha. The second time, I accept the Dharma. When you say I accept the Buddha, it means that I can become a Buddha. You accept yourself. The second time is I accept the Dharma. I will practice the Dharma. The third time, I take refuge in the Sangha and all beings who do positive actions. On the third time, you should think, I've taken refuge. And from henceforth, I will practice the Buddha Dharma Sangha. I am a Buddhist. People ask you, what are you? You say, I'm a Buddhist. Some of you in this room may be here just for the lecture. You don't have to take refuge. Just because you're sitting here doesn't mean you take refuge or you take anything. No, it's free will. And just because you don't take refuge doesn't mean you're bad people. No. So don't feel nervous. So after refuge, you should think, I'm a Buddhist now. And the first action of a Buddhist is to fight the enemy within. That's the first action. Then after you take refuge, then my assistants will direct you. You make offerings to Lama Tsongkhapa. That's your first action, like a new child. And then please be confirmed that you have taken refuge. Hold your vows. It's for life. It's not switchable. It's not returnable. You don't get a rebate. You don't get a discount. And you don't get a refund. Once you take refuge, that's it. I don't care what other person can throw water at you. You're baptized, this, that. Nope. Once you're refuge, that's it. It's just stuck. Because you don't play with your spirituality. And some of you who have taken refuge and maybe slipped a little bit on your vows, today you retake refuge to renew your vows. Dear MG, sorry, I broke up the bully misconduct. I broke up lying. I broke up on stealing and covetousness. And I was unnasty and I used my mouth in horrible ways. Sorry, I broke every vow. I repair it today. Yeah, repair. And some people think, oh, if I break my vows, then hallelujah, I don't have to hold them anymore. It's broken one. No. If you break your vows, it's for that day. It's not for the next day. So don't just think that just because you broke your vow, you're free. The next day. And the next day, you hold your vow. Example, if you miss a meal today, well, you never eat again. Trust me, I don't believe that. If I miss a meal, I make up for it. No way. I mean, if you miss, how can you? No la. So, oh, you know, well, and people use that excuse. They think, well, I forgot it today. I didn't do it, so I don't have to do it anymore. No, what? No, not like that. Not like that. Okay, so be good little Buddhists. Practice, learn, do charity work. And most important, whatever you commit, whatever you say you're going to do, do it. Okay? I will take 3 teeny little questions, nothing too difficult because I'm not very smart.
Dear Rinpoche, my question is, what's the quality to take a refuge?
What's the quality?
Quality of a person to take a refuge.
What's the quality of a person
what
to take?
What quality you should have, then you can take a refuge.
Oh, you need to be rich. You need to be rich, and you need to bribe me, so I'll give you the vows.
Okay.
And or you can just, you know, send me a TT, and then I can build my temple. Or you can just give me the temple, Bill. I don't need the money. So, rich. No. The qualities of a person to take refuge is someone who says, you know what? I really want to make a difference in my life, and I want to move on further, and I want to take this commitment to push me, to motivate me, to inspire me to do more. Simple as that. You don't have to be extra compassionate, extra wonderful, extra fabulous. You don't have to be anything. You just have to be sincere. Okay? Sincere. Any other questions? Yes.
Your Eminence, I would like to know why I often get very emotional, as in tears, when I listen to your talk or
because
DVD.
I'm a Buddha. I'm a Buddha, and you're listening to a Buddha, and you have the third eye to see it. That's why you're emotional. Go on. What else? You want to know why you're emotional when you listen to my teachings?
Yes.
Because perhaps you're a very good person inside, and I'm saying something that touches something very deep inside of you that you know it's true, and you want to do more. And maybe you feel a little guilty you didn't do as much as you should have. And also, you would like to start, but you still have your attachments that's stopping you. All those emotions mixed up, and it makes you cry because you're being honest with yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Questions? Last question? Last teeny bit little question? Nothing too hard. I told you I'm not too bright. Oh.
Rinpoche, under certain circumstances, sometimes when we have to tell some white lies, is that called a lie?
I just told you it's not a lie because you're not intending to hurt. It's okay. Sometimes I tell white lies too. I tell myself every day I'm skinny. I do. I look in the mirror and I say, I'm losing weight, I better eat more. No, honestly speaking, sometimes we have to tell little white lies. And I want you to know that after refuge, you don't need to be perfect, because you're not perfect, I'm not perfect. We just try to be the best we can and push ourselves. Don't be comfortable with just what we've achieved, do more. That's the purpose. Okay, you don't need to be perfect. In Lama Tsongkhapa's tradition, humility is the key word. We don't talk about our psychic abilities if we have them. We don't tell people about our psychic abilities. We don't explain about our psychic abilities. And trust me, many, many monks in Ganden have psychic abilities that will blow your mind. But they will always tell you they don't have. They will always tell you not to focus. Because true spiritual power is not about clairvoyance or psychic abilities. True spiritual practice is compassion. How much you do for others, how much you have done for others is a measure of your spirituality. If you have done not much for others, no matter what psychic power you have, it's of no use. At the time of death, you lose that power. So therefore, from Ganden Hajima, Guru Yoga of Tsongkhapa, and Mingtema, you can definitely develop extraordinary experiences. You can definitely develop vipassana, or clarity of the mind. You can definitely improve your memory. You can definitely remember things even when you were very young as you go on. Some of you in the past, in the future, also can start recalling previous lives if you do Mingtema well. Nobody understands the incredible blessings that Mingtema has. But let me again respectfully tell everyone, never talk about psychic powers. Never explain or show off or say you have in any way. Always remain humble. Always remain simple. Even the Dalai Lama, who is the highest Tibetan monk, who is very accomplished, always tells people, I'm a simple Buddhist monk. He doesn't run around telling people he has psychic powers or this. If he doesn't, that's an example. We follow, if we follow Lama Tsongkhapa. I don't know about other people. I don't know about other traditions, other schools. They have their own beautiful, correct ways. But in Lama Tsongkhapa's tradition, in Ganden Monastery, humility is a sign of spiritual power. Humility is a sign of spiritual accomplishments. Humility is a sign your ego is becoming less. Okay? So when you do the Mixama practice continuously over and over into the millions, you will get experiences. Some of you, you will see some of your problems healing. Some of you, you'll see your anger become less. Some of you, you'll see negative energies disperse. Some of you will see that animals like you more. Some of you will see that you accept things better. Some of you might remember or recall previous lives. Some of you might find it easier to forgive people. Some of you in the future might even be able to blow on an object, put it on people and help them to heal. It is possible through Mixama. I kid you not. It is possible. So if you take Lama Tsongkhapa as your yidam, and you hold it very strongly, and you recite Mixama daily, and, well, make it a commitment, incredible benefits can arise. But whatever benefits arise, as it was instructed to me by my teachers, remain humble. Never reveal. Never talk. The objective of spirituality is to benefit others. No matter how much power, money, prestige, and influence you have, if you've done not much to benefit others, it's just talk. And talk doesn't help anyone. I do not say this to you in disrespect or to put you down. Or to assume. No, I'm telling you this is part of Mixama's practice. Be humble. And show your spiritual power by your compassion and your compassion in action. And then you'll be very happy. It's been a great pleasure to spend some time with you and share a little bit of Dharma. I don't know if this is the right word, but I've enjoyed myself tremendously. And I'm very happy to see all of you listening, absorbing, contemplating. I thank you for that. Because every time you listen to the Dharma, every time you contemplate, there will be a shift. And when there's a shift, from that shift, you can shift someone else's life for the better. And that's the whole purpose of life. Hold your vows very well. It's on the back of this card. You will slip from time to time because you are not perfect. I am not perfect. None of us are perfect. But when we slip, let's get up and continue. Do your Lama Tsongkhapa very well. Do your Mixama very well. You don't need a lot of practices. You don't need a lot of mantras. You don't need a lot of things. You just need a very good one. You need one that you follow. What makes it good is not the mantra. It's your consistency. And no matter what sufferings come, difficulties, disappointments come, be spiritual and don't let it bring you down for long. Find a beautiful, effective, skillful way, no matter how long it takes you, to help the other. Make that very strong in your mind. Remember, as long as space endures, as long as suffering beings endure, may I always exist to serve them. Think about that very strongly.